Housing Benefits by Sam Illingworth. Not all heat is made equal. Between streets stained red with the indelible ink of discrimination, the clammy embrace of federal excess can still be felt. Microclimates persist as green gentrification plasters over the excesses of historic housing policies, pacifying those who can now afford it with promises of shaded sycamores and miniature boating lakes. Red lines don't fade. They just coalesce into stripes, their bulging contours falling outside the peripheral vision of the purposefully blind. This poem is inspired by recent research, which has found that historical housing disparities in the United States are linked with dangerous climate impacts. Recent research has shown that extreme heat kills more people in the United States than any other type of hazardous weather, and that this is likely to become even more pronounced in the coming years because of climate change. However, extreme heat does not affect all people equally, as surface temperatures can vary across the different neighborhoods within a single city by up to 10 degrees Celsius, with many vulnerable communities disproportionately exposed to extreme heat. In this new study, researchers investigated the extent to which historic housing policies, specifically redlining, have resulted in this disparity. Beginning in the 1930s, discriminatory housing policies in the United States classified some neighborhoods as being too hazardous for investment, outlining these areas in red on residential security maps and denying residents in these redlined neighborhoods services ranging from banking and insurance to healthcare and supermarkets. While the practice of redlining was banned in 1968, these areas continue to be predominantly home to lower income communities and communities of colour. By using satellite data and historic housing records for 108 cities across the United States, this study found that in 94% of cases, formerly redlined neighbourhoods were hotter than all other neighbourhoods in that city, being on average 2.6 degrees Celsius warmer than non-redlined neighbourhoods. This study therefore suggests that as climate change brings heat waves of greater intensity and frequency, it is the same historically underserved and discriminated neighbourhoods that will ultimately face the greatest impact.